Yo, this is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network. And I'm here today, Colony, at an AT&T store where the Communication Workers of America are having a protest against some working conditions. I have as my guest John
Vandenberg. Yep,
John Vandenberg III, who's president of the Communication Workers of America.
Yes.
Right. So, John, just tell me something about your position.
So we are so Local 1118 Communication Workers of America. We hold contracts with companies like Verizon, AT&T, American Red Cross, the City of Albany, the old Yellow Pages group, which is called Thrive Now. So we hold contracts with many companies, and today we're out here to a leaflet communicate to the public that AT&T is closing a lot of their factory stores. They've closed 20,000 stores in the last couple of years. 20,000 jobs that they've changed from union jobs to non-union jobs by closing 650 stores so across the country. So what we're doing is we're communicating to the public that, you know, at Crossgates Mall, that's a unionized factory, and then down here at Mohawk Commons, it's a corporate factory store that has union workers. And then the store here on Central Ave at one time was their flagship store that they've closed, and now it's an authorized retailer with non-union jobs. Obviously, their compensation is much lower. Their sales objectives are much higher, and it's all in the name of profits for the company, but yet, you know, destroying good working class jobs.
Now, it's like a kind of cool day today, not too cold, and we're here. The holidays are coming up, so it looks like y'all got a Grinch over here. AT&T.
Yeah, they're a big Grinch, and we're going to start bargaining with them officially. Teresa Devine is our secretary, who is actually oversees the AT&T group. And Teresa, they're going to start bargaining in about a month.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yep, we're going to start bargaining the contract with AT&T in about a month. So we're going to find out really how big of a Grinch they are.
So did they close the stores without bargaining with y'all? Because I would think that would be part of a bargaining process.
Yeah, well, they didn't bargain it with us. What they did was they took the workers here, and through attrition and stuff like that, they transferred them to different stores, and then, you know, created a void here, and then reopened the store as a as an authorized retailer. So it wasn't like they laid anybody off, but with attrition and with people moving on, it's a retail job. So there's a lot of college workers that come in here and work, and they're just not profitably staffing these stores. And then basically their corporate strategy is to downsize that way and then reopen the store as an authorized retailer.
So how can you tell whether the store is a corporate store or a retail?
They have a sign that will say authorized retailer, and that's how the public can identify them.
So they're doing it like maybe sort of like what McDonald's do, have temporary workers or college students who come in and work?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about the workers that work for the authorized retailers, but yeah, I mean it's kind of a transit work group. I mean, you get a lot of people that work at these retailers, authorized retailers that aren't knowledgeable of the products and services. So in turn, it's a decrease in customer service or customer satisfaction compared to what we see at the stores where there's union represented employees.
So how long has this campaign have been going on? And is it nationwide?
Yes, it's district-wide. It's CWA District 1 has taken the initiative this week. But there's other districts across the country that are doing it as well. I don't know if they're doing it on Saturday, but today started the first National Day of Recognition. So going forward, the districts will be participating. The districts will be participating at different times, but today's the kickoff, so it's the whole entire nation.
So you represent all the communication workers in the Capital District?
Yeah, our organization goes all the way up to Plattsburgh and then out to Ogdensburg. So we represent, and AT&T workers, we represent all the way out to Watertown and Syracuse and the Southern Tier. So AT&T retail is almost throughout the whole entire upstate footprint. Verizon workers and other companies, they have a little bit different boundaries, but pretty much, you know, a large percentage of the Northeast corridor.
So since we've been standing here, there's been a lot of car blowing their horns at y'all.
Yeah, we get a lot of support. I mean, this is a good union town. Colony has got a lot of good working class people, and they support unions. The union density has dropped a lot over the last, you know, couple decades, but we get a lot of good support in Colony.
Now, what could the community do to support y'all struggle? Like, we have people in the community that might be wondering, hey, what can we do to help?
Yeah, it's simple. It's just go, bring your business to a factory corporate store, not to an authorized retailer. And look at what you're going to see, that your experience is your customer experience and satisfaction is enhanced by going to those stores.
And how long are y'all going to be out here today?
We're only going to be out here for about another half hour, but you know, going forward, I think we're going to be doing it. As the district sees fit, we'll be doing it. We come out here for a couple hours on the weekends, but when bargaining gets going, and depending on how bargaining goes, I mean, we could exclusively be out here protesting, you know, around the clock while the store's open.
So how is it important that you get that other, you know, unions come out to support you?
It's really, really important. And we have people from PEF here now. We have people from the Religion Coalition. We have PEF here, other members that were in the Postal Service. So we get a lot of support from other unions. Uh-huh. And there was some Red Cross workers here supporting AT&T workers, American Red Cross.
Okay, John. Thank you. And I'm going to talk to your
secretary of the local. Yep. Okay. She's an officer of the local. She's our office secretary, or our officer of the local. She's our secretary of the local. And she actually is the one who works hand in hand with the chief stewards and with the AT&T workers.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
And I have my guest now, Teresa M. Devine.
Devine. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Excellent. Well, basically, our AT&T workers were booted from their retail stores where they were making the most money, moved into other stores like Crossgates and Mohawk so they could close Central Avenue and other locations and make them authorized retailers. So therefore, customers coming in here don't get the quality of service that we take pride in providing. And what ends up happening with a lot of these retailers, not just here, but like your Best Buy and your BJ's, any of those retailers, customers have problems with their phones there, so they'll buy there for the cheaper price, but then they'll go into us and have us fix everything. So we can't get the sales because they're getting the products at the authorized retailers and we're just fixing all their mistakes. So we want to give the customers the opportunity to come to one location, buy the product, and get the service they desire and support that they need, and we want to help them.
How many AT&T stores are there here?
In our area right here in Albany, we have Crossgates Mall, we have Mohawk Mall, East Greenbush. They are only retail locations. And then as you go up the Northway, we have Wilton and we have Queensbury. Now our loop used to continue on to Plattsburgh, Potsdam, Watertown. However, Plattsburgh and Potsdam are now authorized retailers. So we lost that business. Our members lost their jobs there. And the same thing happened with our members in Cicero and Owego because they shut them down as well.
So how many members of your members have been affected by this change in corporate policy in the capital?
In the capital region, I'd say probably close to 100 because they end up losing. Some of them took jobs in-home sales. But unfortunately, a lot of them were not able to do the sales remotely and were not comfortable going into the stores with COVID. And therefore, they're no longer with the company.
Okay. And Teresa, so you're the chief steward?
No, so I have chief stewards that work with me. So AT&T has chief stewards. And I have one for Capital District, Viola Dame. And I have Dylan Wilcox in the Southern Tier. And they're my first line. They're stewards in each store. And they go to their chief, who comes to me. I actually get involved when there's disciplines involved or when they need somebody to have their back because something's not going correct in the store.
So how long has this been going on?
So the reduction has been going on about 2 years. So we lost a total of 650 stores nationwide. So you're talking about 20,000 workers over the course of 2 years that we lost.
Right. And today I was looking at the cloud, and y'all are calling for people at other AT&T stores to picket.
Correct. What we're asking for is any of those authorized retailers, if you want to get involved, contact us. We'll get you the signage, and you can pick at those locations anytime you'd like with an information message just encouraging people to go to the retailers instead of coming. So we had a few customers come in today. Members from our line went over and spoke to them and advised them of the fight we're in. And a couple of those customers got in their cars and left and went to the other locations. Some didn't. But it gave us that opportunity to educate people on the difference between the two.
I'm looking at the sign here. Is your ATM store naughty or nice? How did you come up with that?
That's something that District 1 came out with for us. And basically it's to let, obviously the authorized retailers are naughty and we're nice and we want to do everything we can to help you, and these people just want to make a buck. Good union jobs is what we're here to support.
And how important it is that other unions come out to support y'all?
It's critical. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Every picket line I've ever been on, and I'm a Verizon worker as well, without the labor community, we wouldn't be as strong as we are today. Every labor organization steps in to help one another at every fight, and it makes a big impact.
Teresa, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.